once Shmuel had a he had a heart not only for people, also for animals. Once, a group of blessed, they went to Reuven ben Yaakov, to the tune of Reuven Yaakov and his yahrzeit. It's in Palmachim.
Kaptalot.
I said in the winter, I remember.
Yes. Yeah,
anyway.
The next night is the day, and two is Rabbi Huda Nasi.
Yeah, Nasi.
So
he went to Reuven
the
dead.
He's out in the
Ashkelon,
in the sand.
And then
they went north to
Tzipori. I've been there.
Tell
your friend to go to
Tzipori.
We didn't go to
Tzipori. He doesn't like to go to people where everybody
goes. Tzipori, no one goes. Who goes to Tzipori? Yavne, people go, but now no one goes. I'm going to come here. Shkaya, talk to. Anyway, so they went there, and on the way they saw a camel, and there was nowhere to tie the camel. So what did the Arab do so the camel doesn't run away? He lifts up the leg of the camel and tied it. Like we learned in the Gemara in Shabbos.
The two legs together.
No, the.
The front with the back. Ah.
Folded it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Leg of the camel.
Yeah, yeah.
And it causes a lot of tzal ba'achayim do that to the animal. Yeah, when he saw that, he trembled. And he sent immediately his son Mendel, our friend Mendel, to look for the owner. All over the area, looking for the owner to release this poor animal from its thing. Because when the heart is alive, it's awake, they don't only care for people, they care also for animals. Okay. Levi Yitzchak once said, Oivdim, people serving Hashem, I saw already in Uman. I saw already before in Uman. But such merciful people, I haven't seen more than Moshe Pira. So much mercy, so much kindness. Everyone knew. His grandchildren tell me, everyone knew. So, a few more minutes? Yes, we do. Sometime you needed Azus and Mesilus Nefesh to shine your face to someone who's suffering. Here's a story that happened. Oh, Shmuel Shapira. Tafshin Chav Gimel, 1963. Of Michael Lichtenstein, which is also called the Michael Breslaver, he was organizing trips to go to Shmuel Yochai and other tzaddikim. It's not like today, you take a nice van and Mercedes with the air conditioner. Everything's so comfortable, 3 hours you're there, 3 hours you're back, no. Yeah. And it was a truck. It's an open truck in the back. You sit the whole thing like that. With four benches. One, two, one in front of each other. You remember these? And one, two, one in front of each other. Yeah. It went from Mashari, from the shul, to the Kibbutz Tzaddikim.
Bumpy road.
Bumpy road. Not like today. Very, very uncomfortable. Yeah, it was more Mesilut Nefesh than the diesel in the car making it go. It was very old. There was no this is before there was no seats at all. There was nothing on the ground.
On the no benches either.
Nothing to hold on to. My gosh. And there was a Utah, something to cover, so if there's rain or is it, they don't get rain, it's just exposed to that. Usually near the drivers sat some old people. Rabbi Yishleib, Lippel, right? Ukshmos, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. A lot of times these were depending on Chasdei Shemayim, because not according to the plan, why? All kinds of things happened. That's why they had to organize everything exactly. So, Rabbi Michale, he organized the trip. Used to be very strict. 10 minutes at each seal. They go. You don't go, you stay there. Yeah? 10 minutes, l'chaim, a small dance, and run on to the next seal. He was very, very makpid. Okay. If someone made problems, you can find yourself in the middle of nowhere in the Galil. Yeah? One time, they reached a tzium near the Arab kfar, the Arab village called Kfar Kana. One of the people, he had a stomach virus, and he went to the bathroom, went to go. And they finished dancing, some people realized that he's not with them. Rav Michal said, didn't know why, and he said, no, we're not waiting, we're going. He told the driver to go. When Rav Shmuel saw this, he whispered to Rav Michal that he has to go immediately outside. So, Rav Shmuel, Rav Michal can't go to Rav Shmuel. And he went out. When he saw a long time until Rav Shmuel, oh my gosh, it took a little bit longer, and Rav Shmuel, he wasn't getting off. So he says,
you
know, he wasn't getting off the car. So he told the driver, he didn't go off, he has to go off. It's fine, he can go off. And then he said he's not going off, so he told the driver, go. He said, well, one second. He got up, stood in front of the truck, and said, now go. Stood in front of the truck, and said, now drive. That was not the Shmuel usually, right? The Shmuel is very soft. But sometimes you need to be like that. Everyone waited till that boy came back. Shkoyach. Tomorrow we do an hour of Yehudut Adam Yisrael.